Lucien was getting excited. Maybe the old man wanted him to redo the place from top to bottom.
I see. Tell me, monsieur, do you like a challenge to solve a unique problem?
Yes, indeed. I love to come up with a solution for any architectural problem, said Lucien. And the more challenging, the better. He hoped he was telling Manet what he wanted to hear. If Manet asked him to fit the Arc de Triomphe in here, he'd say it was no problem. You didn't turn down work in wartime. Any fool knew that. I don't mind training alone. In fact, I like it. But when you're your own boss as much as I am, it's so easy to take a shortcut, to knock off early. When the rain is pouring down on another cold Newcastle night and the wind is howling around Kingston Park, the temptation is always there to pack the bag of balls in the back seat of the car, head home from the training ground and put my feet up. After all, who would know? Mr. and Mrs. Brown first met Paddington on a railway platform. In fact, that was how he came to have such an unusual name for a bear, because Paddington was the name of the station. The Browns were waiting to meet their daughter Judy when Mr. Brown noticed something small and furry near the left luggage office.
It looks like a bear, he said.
A bear? Repeated Mrs. Brown. On Paddington Station? Don't be silly, Henry. There can't be. Brooded over by mist, more often than swirled about by cloud, drizzled rather than storm-swept, on the western perimeter of Europe lies the damp, demanding and obsessively interesting country called by its own people Cymru, signifying it is thought a comradeship, and known to the rest of the world, if it is known at all, as Wales. It is a small country, in many ways the archetype of a small country, but its smallness is not petty. On the contrary, it is profound. Seems, mother? No, it is. You are. You are involved. I've known from my beginning. Let me summon it. That moment of creation that arrived with my first concept. Long ago, many weeks ago, my neural groove closed upon itself to become my spine, and my many million young neurons, busy as silkworms, spun and wove from their trailing axons the gorgeous golden fabric of my first idea. A notion so simple it partly eludes me now. Dragana Novak examined it, running her eyes over the grey painted fuselage, the cockpit, the tail rotor. The Serbian Air Force couldn't possibly afford a machine like this, but Dragana had briefly flown one when she was on a training exercise with the United Nations and still remembered the thrill it had given her. In less than 30 minutes' time, it would be hers. She had no children. She had never married. But right now, looking at the helicopter, she felt its power reaching out to her and knew that she was completely in love. It was time to move.